Bush met with Ariel Sharon today. He also, didn't he meet with the Saudis today too? Or was that yesterday? Ooh, today? And the Saudis said, go ahead and release the 28 pages that you redacted. We have nothing to hide. Bush said, no, I'm not worried about you, you ass. I'm worried about my father's involvement in terrorism. Well, we've got some sound for you that you're not going to believe. But Bush meeting with Ariel Sharon, and after the meeting where Sharon comes out scratching his head and wiping the sweat out of his ample armpits, saying, Jesus, who did I just sit there and talk with? Who was that? That was George Bush. That's the president of the United States? Ah, oy vey. Anyway, Bush comes out of this meeting with Sharon, and obviously still off his Ritalin, dim sun tries to answer very simple question. Mr. President, how are you going to get the Palestinian militants to extend the ceasefire?
For those who want peace, I mean, all around the world have got to understand very clearly, if you're interested in peace in the Middle East, then all of us must work together. Those who want to destroy the peace process through terrorist activities must be dealt with. There will be no peace if terrorism flourishes. There's no peace. That's a contradiction in terms. Terrorists are against peace. Terrorists kill innocent life to prevent peace from happening. The way to make sure peace happens is for all of us to work to dismantle those who would like to kill. Those are called terrorists.
Amber, terrorists. What now? The way to make sure peace happens is for all of us to work to dismantle those who would like to kill. Those are called terrorists. Amber ducks. No, Amber terrorists. Amber not. O-S-A-R. C-M itty bitty bombs. Loud B. Yeah, Amber terrorists. If you're not from the South, you don't know what I just did. My God. That is just incredible. It is just incredible. We are led by the stupidest man in this part of the solar system. Everyone, even the Saudis, want these 28 pages declassified, except the Bush crime family. Doesn't that raise an interesting question? Why? Why? Well, maybe this will give you some answers. Bush, too stupid to speak in complete sentences, he rambles incoherently about the 911 investigation. He attempts to understand and answer the reporter's very simple question. Here's the question. Mr. President, will the decision to not declassify the entire 911 report affect relations with Saudi Arabia? Might it have an impact on what they are doing to counterterrorism? Do you have any qualms about this? Listen to this. Please, please listen to this, okay? If you're listening on the internet someplace other than the United States, listen to this and cry for the United States.
About not declassifying? No, I absolutely have no qualms at all because there's an ongoing investigation into the 9/11 attacks. And we don't want to compromise that investigation.
The investigation you won't even fund!
If people are being investigated, it doesn't make sense for us to let them know who they are. But it makes no sense to declassify when we've got an ongoing investigation that could jeopardize that investigation. And it made no sense to declassify during the war on terror because it would help the enemy.
Oh, Christ. Oh, Jesus, if you really exist, if you really sit at the right hand of God, please... Please, dear sweet Jesus, hallelujah, amen, please save the United States from this. Please, dear Jesus, I'm begging you. I, what can I do? I'll tithe. Save us, God. Let's all bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, we gather tonight in utter shock and horror. Are you kidding? Are you a trickster, God? Do you like to play games on your little white and brown and black American citizens down here, God? Oh, man. If people are being investigated, it doesn't make sense for us to let them know who they are. Uh-huh.